720 WGN. I love checking in with Howard Tolman every Tuesday. Our conversation is sponsored by careervision.org. Howard has an article on Inc.com. And something tells me you don't think much of venture capitalists, but you are a serial entrepreneur and you are a venture capitalist as well, Howard. But
I know this is it's like a split personality. I realize that it's tough, but look, these are just complicated times, and you know it's an individual situation. But the thrust of the article is it's very hard when you're involved with multiple portfolio companies, and some are doing well, and some aren't doing that well, and there's just a lot of conflicted situations that we're seeing now, and you know it's hard, and there really aren't simple guidelines. So the idea was just to make sure that the entrepreneurs out there, the people that are trying to run these businesses, are aware and sort of are keeping their eye on what's going on around them, because it's hard now to decide whether to support some of these companies that are struggling, whether to focus your resources on just a few that are doing better. These are tough times, and I'm not sure, by the way, that you know we're looking at the next few months in any encouraging way. I think we could very well have a tough 6 months coming down the pipe.
Howard Tolman is an American serial entrepreneur, a venture capitalist, an educator, writer, lecturer, art collector, one of the biggest art collections in the nation, right? And he's also the general managing partner with G2T3V. And most of all, he's a Chicago guy. He knows this city. And your article on Inc.com is read by millions. And if you are an entrepreneur, you really need to read this, because basically you're taking money from these venture capitalists and you trust that they're putting their heart into your company. And that's not the case, is it?
Well, it's not the case for a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, they have to be concerned about their own performance. Second of all, they have a lot of competing, you know, mouths to feed, and they have to decide which ones to, to support, which ones to bury, and which ones to just sort of, you know, coast along with. And then there are other issues as well. You know, they deal with the venture community, and very often they're co-investors with other people in multiple deals. And so they don't want to aggravate or anger the people on a given board, because they may have to deal with them in three other, you know, worlds. It's a little bit like you don't want to, you know, aggravate your banker anytime these days. But, you know, look, the real issue for companies now is that the investors want to see immediate growth, and the companies have just lived through a very, very difficult and challenging time where they've had to get rid of a lot of employees, and they're slowly building back. But the last thing they want to do is be super aggressive right now. They're much more concerned about becoming profitable and having the cash to keep going forward rather than shooting for the moon at the moment.
What do you have to say about Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX and the whole meltdown of that company?
You know, the saddest part of that is how completely shameless virtually every politician in Washington was, and every regulator, in dealing with this guy who nobody knew the slightest thing about, other than he was willing to give them a bunch of money and he preferred not to be regulated at all. I mean, it's going to turn out to be probably worse than anyone expects. It's going to have a lot of collateral damage in terms of other companies that are also going to go under. And it's every bit as bad as any other financial scandal we've had in the recent past. But at least, you know, he wasn't, killing people, which is, I think, you know, one of the things that differentiates the Theranos Elizabeth Holmes situation from every one of these other ones that have been really bad actors in the recent past.
Howard Tolman is a serial entrepreneur and general managing partner with G2T3V. I think most people, if they think an entrepreneur or a venture capitalist, you don't have to look further than Elon Musk. And he was a part of the PayPal mafia, right?
Yeah. And listen, you know, he's a peculiar guy. I wrote, in a piece that'll be out next week about the Tesla that, you know, honestly, most of these entrepreneurs who think of themselves as deities rather than, you know, mortal people think they can do anything regardless of the industry. And so, you know, unfortunately, he has proven that he would go from PayPal to Tesla to SpaceX. But now he's talking about, you know, producing his own phone. And, you know, this reminds me of you know, how even the smartest of people can get overextended because they think they know how to do anything. I suspect that a phone by Elon would do everything except call people because, you know, he believes in texting and in tweeting. So why would you need to call anybody, you know? So, but I think, look, I think that that remains to be seen. I think he's doing a really good job of destroying Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think it's too bad because it really was a central utility for all of us who are constantly interested in the latest and greatest in terms of news. You know, if you look at the New York Times front page online and you look at the Washington Post, the truth is they're 6 or 8 hours behind the most current events, which are really only being tracked instantly on Twitter. And that's a serious, in the world we live in, that's a serious gap. And Twitter filled it. But I can tell you, I just had this conversation with somebody this morning. One of the things that's important to do, and everybody should do, is you can use the filter system on Twitter to clean up your feed so that you don't have to deal with all of the garbage that is presently flowing and is only going to get worse. And if you do that, I think it's still useful to have that opportunity to hear, you know, the latest and greatest. But if you're swimming in the sewer, it's probably not worth your time.
Okay, so the filter system, all we have to do is Google it. We'll figure out how to do that right for anyone who's
unaware.
Yeah,
you just pull out the words that you think you just assume not see in tweets, and it will block all of those. And it's pretty simple. You know, for example, I think I've heard enough about SBF for the rest of my life already. And so I'd be perfectly happy to add him to my list and I never see the 400 tweets a day that come out about, you know, what else is going on with him. But look, everybody is going to have to filter the flow of information. It's just completely and totally overwhelming. There's none of us who can keep up with it. And so we have to choose. I mean, the scary thing is some people are choosing to have the entire flow of information be so narrow and so sort of skewed that they're just not becoming informed citizens. And we can't allow that to happen. But we also are presently drowning in the flow of information. We're going to have to do something about it.
Howard, you're a serial entrepreneur. You're a venture capitalist. Is Elon in over his head? Did he pay too much for Twitter? And will there be a competitor, whether that's you know, one of the two that are out there now or something in the future that could replace Twitter?
Well, I'm on Mastodon, and you know, I'm on all three of the new ones. But honestly, you know, this is like you know, shouting into an empty room. I mean, if everybody that you're connected with isn't there, it doesn't buy you very much. I think he overpaid. I think he wanted to get out of the deal. I think he thought he could get out, and he was unable to get out, and he had to step up. And now I think he, you know, this is like the dog that caught the car, or, you know, in a way it's like Lori Lightfoot, who I thought never really intended to be the mayor. I mean, she's not suited for it. So, I think that he's in a world of hurt, and he could very well ruin Twitter at this point. I hope that doesn't happen, but if it's not going to happen, it's going to be because someone else has taken it over and has tried to preserve it in the way it was gone. But they've just recently eliminated a whole nother wave of the stuff that tried to keep the worst of the worst off of Twitter. And that just suggests to me that it's going completely in the wrong direction.
Meanwhile, you can follow this guy, Howard Tallman, on Twitter, Mastodon, any of those social media channels, and read his article. It's posted today on Inc.com, especially if you are an entrepreneur. You're going to want to share it with people that you know that that's what they're doing. They're building their businesses. Hey, it's Giving Tuesday. Thank you so much for giving. I know you give so much to so many organizations, Howard, and I appreciate that you called in today.
But today is the day, but everybody should just go through your email and give a little something to everybody you can. It's so easy to do it online, and I highly recommend it.
Absolutely. There's so much truth to that. Howard Tallman on the Lisa Dent Show on 720 WGN.